If you have your Bible this morning, you want to follow along with us, I'll be looking at Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter number 5, the Bible says in verse number 6, "And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and heard a voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever." As we look at this today, and as the Bible begins to speak to our hearts, it tells us about a Savior who is worthy of our praise. Now as we look today and we consider, as this picture's here on the communion table, an empty tomb because Jesus is not there. That tomb may be empty, but praise God, I'm glad because of that tomb is empty. It gives us a fullness in our heart to know, praise God, that there's a Savior. Praise God, that come out of the tomb. He come out victorious over death. I praise God today so we can shout and praise and give Him glory because we become partakers of that blessed hope. Without that, we'd be of all men hopeless. I praise God without hope. But I'm glad, praise God, there's a God of heaven who come to pray, come to earth, praise God, so that we might have hope. So we'd have it in abundance. So we'd have joy. So we can shout and praise and give God glory for all the things that He's done for us. Praise God. We see the Bible in this holy ride. John's a writing here, John the Revelator, and he says, "And I beheld." John was looking right into the portals of glory. Praise God. He was there in the presence of God Almighty. I'm looking for a glorious day one day in a little while where we can all be in the presence of God Almighty. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you're talking about a future thing. But I'm talking about it right now too. I'm glad we can come together in the presence of a thrice holy God when we gather together unto Him. I pray God, it's where two or three are gathered. He'd be in the midst. I'm glad there's a God that's present. Everywhere you go, every day, and every activity, I pray God, there's a God in your midst. John said, "I beheld that God." Praise God. He said, "Lo, in the midst of the throne and the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb." Amen. As it had been slain. I want you to look for just a minute at this lamb. As the lamb had been, he stood there. As he had been slain. I want to say he's not being slain. He's not going to be slain. But praise God, he has been slain. The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. Praise God for your sins and mine. Praise God, I'm glad he didn't stay dead. But I want to say this morning, irrequivocally, before God Almighty, before the Lord Jesus Christ died on that cross, he was manipulated. He was abused. He was beaten. He was rough-handed. Amen. He was treated in every bad way that you could think of. His visage, the very appearance of Jesus was marred. The Bible says in Isaiah, more than any man that had ever been marred. He was beaten beyond recognition. I pray God, I want to say today in the authority of God's Word that Jesus Christ, our Savior, He took all that, not for Himself, but He took that for you and He took it for me, that because of Him, praise God, listen, we think we're abuse this world. We go through a lot of things, but I want to say nothing that you'll go through here will compare to what Jesus went through on the cross of Calvary. Praise God, what he endured on that cross, on that journey, while he was walking, while people were ridiculing him and putting him down and spitting on him and slapping him and mistreating him. Jesus took that for you and me. Praise be to God, I'm glad he did. It shows how much he loves me. It shows how much he loves you, praise God. But we see here, the Bible says that Jesus stood a lamb as had, it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes. Now them seven horns speak of his omnipotence. Hey, praise God, what a blessing. Those things speak of the magnificence of God Almighty and the seven spirits of God that was on him. You say, preacher, how did a man, which was Jesus Christ, he was 100% man and 100% God. How did he stand up to all that? Praise God, because he had the Spirit of God. If we're ever going to stand up and account for anything in this world, praise God, we got to have a Holy Spirit of God abiding in our hearts. He'll go with you. Praise God, it'll encourage you. He'll give you strength, praise God, to stand. It'll take away the worry and the fret. It'll fill you, praise God. Take away those voids until you'll be filled completely with the presence of God Almighty. Amen. I'm glad for his presence, ain't you? How real it is this morning. Praise God. That same Savior rose up and he took that book. Amen. I'm glad he's the only one that's worthy to take the book. They looked all over heaven and earth trying to find a man who could take the book and open the seals thereof, and they found no man. But praise God, I'm glad Jesus, praise God, was able to come up and take that book. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, you know, how could he do that? Because he's the God of the book. Amen. Praise God. He's in control of the book. He's in control of the names. He's in control of the situations. He's in control of everything about the book. Amen. Praise God. The volume of the book, the Bible says, it's written of him. Praise his holy name. And he took that book and the four beasts and elders and fell down. I mean, I want you to notice something here. I won't preach this morning, Brother Kevin, for a while. I'll give you a title. I'll forget. A Song to the Lamb. Amen. A Song to the Lamb. Boy, ain't it good when we sing praises to the Lord? Hey, when we sing, it ain't singing, it ain't meant to be heard. It's not to encourage people. I mean, it's to encourage people, but it's not so much for people. Praise God, we ought to be doing it for him. Lifting up the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, the Lord of glory, that he might speak to our hearts. Amen. They began to sing a song. He said these folks was here, praise God, in the presence of the Lord. Hey man, you know that. Hey, it's a whole lot. You know why Paul said not to fail to assemble yourself together as custom some is? Even so more as you see they approaching. Because he said we need to be there to encourage each other. Hey man, it's a whole lot easier, praise the Lord, when you got folks backing you. When you got folks coming together and coming beside you, praise God. Say, hey, go ahead, praise the Lord, just do it for God's glory. That's what blesses my heart when these little old youngins want to do something for Jesus. Hey man, all of you little old youngins, praise God. You're all little youngins in the eyes of God. And boy, what a blessing it is when you want to do something for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. That's one of the most amazing things, praise God, you can do is want to do something for Jesus. Amen. God would recognize that. But we see these folks as they begin to sing a song to the Lamb. Amen. We see the 24, that's new song in heaven, praise God. And we see those 24, four living creatures. Amen. Praise God. I want to say, when you get into the portals in the realm of heaven, somebody will jump up and shout, there's nothing dead there. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. You won't look around in heaven, find no wilting flowers. You won't find no dying trees. Amen. Glory be to God. When we get in the portals of glory, everything will be alive. You say, well, preacher, I'm just a cold, dead Christian. Amen. Praise God. You won't be that. There'll be none of those in heaven. Praise God. There'll be a shouting and a praising and giving God glory. You say, preacher, I'm not really into all that. Praise God. You just hang around with us. And by the time you get to glory, you'll be one of them. Amen. Praise God. You'll get here and get the can't help, but you won't care. You know what's wrong with today? We get so caught up in our stinking pride, we're afraid to worship the Lord. We'll hold back. What are we saving our worship for? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm saving it for when I get to heaven. Praise God, there'll be plenty there. Amen. We better be a practicing up before we get there. Amen. These four living creatures, they're not dead. Praise God. They're proud, shouting and praising God in glory. Amen. I said these old saints of God, these 420 elders, they're prostrate before God. You say, what are they doing? They're not running and shouting and praying. No, praise God, they're on their face, prostrate before a holy God, crying out, saying, holy, 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 glory, hallelujah, praise His holy name. What a Savior, what a Lord. You say, preacher, how long they do that? Praise God for about 100 years, and it'll never get old, thanking and praising God Almighty. I want to say today, on the authority of the Word of God, praising Him never gets old. I can come in here, we tried it. You come in here on Wednesday night, wore out. Worked hard all day, tried to accomplish all you can in this old world that we live in. Come in on Wednesday night, beat down, dragging in. And the Holy Ghost of God will move through this place. And you go out of here shouting, praising God, revived in your spirit. Amen. Hey, we need a Holy Ghost revival. We need a stir in our soul today. And the only place you'll get it is in the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Ghost of God coming to where you're at, praise God, into your home and your family and in the center of your, I say in the center of your life, praise God, to make a difference for you. He said, well, preacher, you don't understand the situation I've got at home. Amen. I may not know, but Jesus does. Amen. Let me tell you this morning, folks, how to change your situation. Just get to praising God. Amen. Within yourself. Get up of the morning and say, thank you, Lord, for this day that you've made. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to rejoice. I don't care who's around me. I don't care what they say. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in this day. Amen. I'm talking about singing a new song. A song to the Lamb. Praise God. Bringing praises into glory. Amen. It's good when you start early. Amen. Praise God. Before the old devil has time to saddle you up so he can ride you. Amen. This old devil's going to ride me, praise God. He's going to do it bareback. Amen. Praise God. I ain't going to hang around and let him put a saddle on me. Praise God. I'm going to go through the throne rest. Miss G said so many times, praise the Lord, when the devil's trying to saddle me up, put a bridle on me, praise God, control my mind and my thinking. I'm going to say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise God. The Holy Ghost of God, praise God, comes along and the devil has to flee. Can't stand the light. Amen. There's a light that shines off a child of God who's born again and believe, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And darkness has to flee. Amen. Sometimes we give too much room for the dark. I believe folks are getting used to the dark. We need not get used to the dark. These folks was living, praise God. These folks was prostrate. These folks was praising the Lord. They were singing praises unto God. Amen. They sang of a victorious death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise His holy name. A victory. You say, preacher, how could you have a victorious death? I want to say, if you're a child of King, listen to me this morning. Praise God, you've entered into victory. Amen. There's victory for a saint of God when they pass out of here. You say, how could that be? Because that's graduation day. Amen. We drop this old veil of flesh that we live in, praise God, and we go on to be with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. If we could ever get a hold of whatever is. Praise God. Boy, we'd shout and sing and praise God. That's what they sing of His decease. They sing of a dying Savior. They sing of that one that was slain from the foundation of the world. That one that took a beating. That one that took a stripes. That one that bled on the cross of Calvary. That one that laid down His life, praise God, for your sins and mine. They sing of His decease. They sing of His death, praise God. That death on the cross for the sins of the world. Death on the cross, praise God. God, that expanded that chasm between us and God, that great valley that was opened up because of sin. He bridged it, praise God, on the cross of Calvary. Amen, praise God. Worthy is the Lamb to be sung about. Praise His name. They didn't only sing about His decease, about His death, they sang about His blood, His shed blood on Calvary. Amen. A lot of people say, well, preacher, it don't make no difference about the blood. I want to say without the shedding of blood. The Bible says in Hebrews 9 and 22, I believe it is, he said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. If he hadn't shed his blood, there'd be no... praise God, the price of your sin would have never been paid. If somebody tells you, preacher, it don't matter about the blood, you're looking between Beak and Bill and said you're crippled too high for crutches. Praise God, it is the blood. It's about the blood. It's about the shed blood of Calvary, praise God, that can be applied to your soul so that you could be saved by His marvelous grace. Amen. They sing about His blood. That blood of Jesus Christ, praise God, that cleanseth us from sins. Amen. Yeah, preacher, how do we get out of sin? Praise God. Plead the blood. Amen. You get to pleading the blood, praise God. Sin can't hang around it. Amen. Praise the Lord. It'll wash you up. It'll clean you, praise God. When you get to praising God, it's the blood, praise God, that cleanses us from our sins. It's the blood that redeems us. It's the blood that paid the price of sin. It wasn't just any blood. He said they had tried the blood of bulls and calves and all these other things, but it wasn't sufficient. God allowed it to push it back just a little bit. But praise God, on that day, on that Good Friday, praise God, when the Lord Jesus Christ hung on that cross and He shed His blood, praise God, they come to Him on the cross as He hung there. The Jews went to Him and said, because of the coming of the Sabbath, He said, hey, Pilate said, what we need to do, just need to go down there and just go ahead and break their legs so they can't push themselves up to get a little bit of oxygen so they'll die quicker. Amen. Them thought, He said, well, you go ahead, be about it. They went down there and they broke the legs of the first and the one on the other side. But when they got to Jesus, praise God, He was already dead. Amen. That the Scriptures might be fulfilled, that not a bone would be broken. Amen. Because the bones of our body is what takes life and moves it through us. And praise God, He had glory. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, they'll not be the flow will not be broken. Praise God. The life will continue to flow. Bless His holy name. And it flowed through the blood. And it flowed through the bloodline. And it flowed from Him. And it flows through us. Praise God. And He offers us life continually. Amen. If He had been broken, maybe sometime or another, we might have to be broken too. We might have to face that awful chill of death. But praise God, because He wasn't broken, praise God, that life continues to flow. Amen. When everything else quits working, praise God, everything else is intact through Jesus Christ, our Savior, praise God. He is that way. But they did. They took a sword. And that old Roman soldier, when they seen that he was already dead, and they pierced His side, run that old spear up into the side of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, forthwith come out water and blood. Amen. A water representing of the Word of God, amen, that was hanging there for the whole world to see. And the blood, praise God, that cleanses us from sins. They're singing a song about the blood. They're singing a song about the Lamb. A Lamb of God, praise His holy name. It takes away the sins of the world. Praise His name. You say, preacher, this is all old news. We know this. Praise God. I don't know about you. It never gets old. Praise God. It's a blessing. They're singing a song of shed blood. They're singing a song of redemption. Amen. Christ's death redeemed us. Do you realize that? Amen. It took His death. It was the only price that could be paid for sin. If we could scrounge up the money and pay for it, we couldn't afford it. Amen. But praise God, Jesus died for our sins. Jesus, He died, praise God. His death redeemed us from our sins. Amen. Redeemed from sin. Redeemed us to what? The Bible says that it redeemed us, verse number 9, that thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God. Amen. Praise God, through Jesus Christ, those that was alienated and separated Him, we were isolated from God, but because the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it redeemed us, it bought us, it purchased us for God Almighty. Amen. Well, that's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. Praise God. It brought us out, praise God, of our sins. It gave us a place to come into the Lord. It redeemed us from our sin, redeemed us to God. Amen. We were redeemed by the blood. Amen. It redeemed us to God by thy blood. Amen. You see, it wasn't the price that was paid was the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. It was the only thing that would work. It was the only thing that would suffice. I think I hammer on this so much because of the world around us saying, well, there's so many different ways to get to heaven. Amen. The only way to get to heaven is through Jesus Christ, or through the blood that He shed on Calvary. It's what makes it possible. So that we can sing the same songs of the saints, praise God. We can sing it in fellowship with one another, praise God. Songs of fellowship, praise God. What Jesus has done for us. He said, redeemed by the blood out of every kindred. Amen, praise God. Hey, listen, it means we can sing it with our relatives. Hey, we can sing it with our kinfolk. We can sing it with our household. We can sing it with folks around us. Praise be to God. We ought to be singing it from the rooftops and singing around the table and praising God in our lives and the events. Wherever we go, praise the Lord. Amen. Fellowship. Singing songs of fellowship. Bless His holy name. With every kindred. Not every kindred, but every tongue. Amen. Ought to go out in every language. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad it's going out. They saying the people's being saved all over the world. China, praise God, all the halfway around the world is being saved in magnitudes. Thousands and thousands of Chinese being saved. Amen. Every tongue, every language, praise the Lord, is going out. It's a fellowship, not just from us and through us. But Brother Jeff, it brings into a fellowship with God Almighty. Praise God through that redeeming blood and the power of blood and the power of the cross of Calvary. Praise God, there's a fellowship going out, God Almighty, about the redeeming power of the Lord in languages all over this world. Now, we said Wednesday night that we was preaching, and I gave you some statistics that now they say the churches have dropped off. Used to be 74% of people in the United States of America claimed to be Christians. It dropped off in 2020 to 50%, 52%. 52% claim to be Christians, actually go to church, show up, and try to worship the Lord. They had the statistics come out this week, Brother Jeff, and said from the beginning of 2020 to the beginning of 2021 that we've dropped off to 47%. God help America. He said, woe to a nation that forgets God. Woe to families, lives, and communities where we forget God. Amen. We need to realize that we got a redeeming Savior, and we need to keep shouting it from the rooftops, shouting it from the housetop, telling everybody that Jesus saves. Amen, praise God. But they're saying 53% now have no affiliation with God or His house. God help us. Say, what's happening, Pastor Jeff? They're falling away. People's turning their backs on God and godliness, and they think we can make it because, oh, we've been so sufficient within ourselves. Yeah, look where we're at now. How's that working out for you? Amen. We need God Almighty. We need to be singing the song to the Lamb. Praise God. The Lamb of God that takes away sins. Praise His holy name. Songs of fellowship in every tongue. Songs of fellowship to every person. Amen. All people. Praise God. I said we ought to be able to sing praises for everybody to hear. Praise the Lord. Hey, we ought to be a lifting up the name of Jesus everywhere we go. Amen. So that people around us can know that we're a child of God. Amen. Hey, we oughtn't to be closet Christians. Praise God. If you're going to be a child of God, amen, we're not acting like Christians. We ought to be Christians. Amen. Somebody said one time, preacher, if you're saved and we know it, then we ought to act like Christians. Hey, I say we oughtn't to be no actors. Praise God. We ought to be the real deal. Amen. Praise God. See, people see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory. He said, singing praises of fellowship with the people. Singing praises of fellowship with every nation. Amen. So can you imagine? I got to think about that yesterday morning out there in the study. Can you imagine, praise God, if every nation got God, we got a hold of God. And we realized that they was a Savior. We realized that they could be something common between all of us. And we all come together to worship God in spirit and truth. The whole world would change literally overnight. Amen. There'd be a camaraderie, there'd be peace, praise God. There'd be folks all over the place singing songs to the Lamb. magnifying the Lord Jesus Christ. What a day that would be. Amen. Praise God. It would be kind of like heaven on earth, wouldn't it? Amen. Praise God. When all the nations singing, praise God, about the fellowship that we can have in Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When the Lord Jesus Christ comes to rule and reign. A kingdom, praise God. A kingdom where saints are. We're saints. You and I, praise God, can reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. We partakers in His magnificence and His glory. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm not worthy to reign with my Savior, praise God. But He make you worthy. Man, we put our faith and trust in Him. When the saints can reign with Him. The saints, the Bible says the saints will be kings, praise God. He said, it has made us under our God, kings. Amen. See, the Lord Jesus Christ, through the blood of Calvary, He's made us, He's brought us unto God, and He's made us fit to be kings. See, I ain't got much. He said, preacher, I ain't got a whole lot here, praise God, but yeah, God said He'd make you a king. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm not a king. Praise God, you can be a princess, a queen. Praise God in the family of God. Amen. Praise God. He said He makes it possible. He said they're singing because God has made it possible to become kings with Him, to reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Not only to sing about being king, praise God, but for the saints to be singing about being priest. You say, preacher, what does a priest do? Praise God, priests make sure the Word of God continues to go out. Amen. That there's a fellowship, praise God, with everybody. Amen. He said, a song of the Lamb because we're king, but song of the Lamb because we're priest, so that the Word of God can continue to flow through us. Amen. Boy, what a blessing from our blesser. Praise God. He said He'd sing a song of praise for kings and as kings and priests. He'd sing a song of praise, praise God, of an earthly reign. Amen. He said, preacher, who'll go? He said, thousands upon thousands and thousands more. Amen. He said, the voice, and I beheld and heard a voice. Now, when John says, I beheld, praise God, he's actually seeing it. It's happening. It's going to happen, praise God. And I heard a voice of many angels round about the throne and beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, thousands of thousands. He said, there's great multitudes, praise God, that's a singing praises to God that's going to rule with Him on earth. Amen. Jesus is coming back, praise God, to rule and reign. I want to rule and reign with Him, don't you? Praise God, when He comes, He's made us a promise in Revelation chapter number 21. He said He's going to make all things new. Revelation 21, verse 1, He said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. Praise God. Because this one's old and decaying. Praise God. He said He's going to snatch the rug out of it and make it new. He said, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. And God Himself shall be with them and be their God. Amen. I praise God. He's talking about an earthly reign. He's talking about coming back, praise God, with power and prestige, magnificence and grace and glory that God's coming back with, praise God, to rule and reign in this world. Bless His holy name. Amen. Praise God. Christ is coming back. He's coming back, praise the Lord. And the church, praise God, will take over. Him and Christ and the church will take over this world. See, there's a whole bunch of folks that would like to be in charge. Amen. But we preached last Sunday night, praise God, there's one in charge, and it's God Almighty. He's in charge of everything. Amen. Praise God. It's time that we give Him charge of our life because He's in control. He wants to lead us in a path of righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. We don't know, praise God, everything that we need to know about God, but God knows everything He needs to know about us. Praise His holy name. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? He said, so we could come together, a song to the Lamb of praise. Praise God, we'd be praising God. Verse 12 said, worthy is the Lamb that was slain, amen, to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. If God has all those things, if Jesus Christ has all those things, what is lacking? And if He has all that stuff, praise God, He's right. He's got, the Bible's promised that He'll share it with us. Amen. That we can be partakers with the Lord Jesus Christ when Christ and the church comes to take over this world. Amen. Praise God. In holiness and in righteousness we will reign. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, that sounds like a dictatorship. Praise God. No. It's a glorious relationship with God our Creator that makes a difference. The reason for the song they're singing, praise God, is the fruit of Lord Jesus' death. Praise God. Is the ultimate victory over this world that we live in. Amen. The ultimate victory is the death of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. He's won the victory. When he says, as I said already this morning, when it was finished, the price was paid. Victory was won. We just claimed the victory. You say, what about the world that we live in? The flesh that we strive in every day. And the devil that we face along the way. Amen. The song of the Lamb, praise God, the song of the Lamb is a victory song. Praise God. A victory song for what Jesus Christ has promised us through His death, burial, and His resurrection. We come today, praise God, to recognize the resurrection of our Savior. Amen. He didn't revive. Amen. If He had revived, Lazarus revived, and he died again. Jesus was resurrected and to never die again. He died once for every one of us, and through His death that we might have life and have it eternal in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He paid the price. So we should sing the song of the Lamb, of praise and honor and glory and fellowship to the holy Lamb of God. He said, because the Bible says that every creature will sing it. He said, every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying. Now, John says, everywhere, in the ocean, in the earth, in the heavens, in the everywhere in the world, everywhere in the universe, he said, I heard them saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Praise God. Amen. The song of God, the song to the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Praise the Lord. He's the one that made that difference. He's the one that, because of that, we can come to Him with a broken, contrite heart, praise God. Bring our petitions to Him. Ask Him to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from our iniquities, the things that we do that's not right in the eyes of God. And praise God. And then we can shout and praise and sing God and give Him glory for every sin that He takes, every touch that He has in our lives, every instant, praise God, when He blesses us from above as a great blesser. Amen. Praise God. He was a Lamb slain as from the foundation of the world. Praise His holy name. Ain't you glad He was? He was slain for you, slain for me. And Paul says, I beheld and lo in the midst of the throne, the four beasts stood a Lamb. Amen. I want to say today, in closing, He's still standing there today, victorious over death and the grave. Amen. He's still standing as though He was slain. Just like it, praise God. He's still got the scars. He's still got the marks. He still got those nail-pierced holes in His hand. Amen. Praise God, because He took that for you. He endured that so that me and you wouldn't have to. But we can bow in our faith, come before the Lord. Amen. With a song, praise God, of praise. Singing a song to the Lamb today. Why? Because He is so worthy of our praise. Amen. Are you saved this morning? Are you saved and you know it? If you're here today and you don't know that you're saved, you're not sure, well, wouldn't it be a good day to get saved? Amen. Wouldn't it be a good day just to bring your little card and nail it through there and put your name on it? Or maybe just go ahead and bow and just say, Lord, I don't know if I'm saved. I'm not sure. But Lord, if I want You to forgive me of my sins. I know I'm an old sinner. And Lord, I know I need to be saved. And Lord, would You please forgive me of my sins and save me? Would You begin to hear and answer my prayers? Lord, I've got this card with these names on it. Lord, I want to know that I can fall on my face and cry out to You that You hear me. And You'll begin to move on these prayer objects. You'll begin to touch in these lives. Amen. It's important. It's important to You. It's important to me. It's important to God that we do that.